if you had a young person come in today who's thinking about, you know, a job on the river, what would you say? What do you think the prospects of the industry are? And,
oh, it's wide open right now. Yeah. It is wide open. The opportunity is there. If you will come on and apply yourself, you can be anything you want to be. There's some limitations as far as which direction you go, as far as license stuff. You may not qualify, you know, if you're colorblind or something, it may knock you out being a pilot, but that's not the only job. You could be an engineer, and engineers make an excellent living also. And mates, they make a good living. So if you want to go on and get on a boat and apply yourself, you can make a good career out of this, and you can manage it and really have a good family life on top of it. It's a good job. I really feel it's a good job.
We're coming to the end of the interview, but I just wanted to, if you have any anecdotes or stories that you want to.
Well, and when you think about it, I was thinking last night, and you think about, it is just amazing where this industry, in the short time, how far it's come. When I started on River, I worked with guys, you know, like my father had worked in, you know, on shell boats, wooden barges. And they would tell the stories of, you know, replacing the boards on the paddle wheels on those boats. Old wooden barges shoving them up on the bank when they were, you know, got too old for service or were beat up too bad to, you know, keep them floating anymore, and set them on fire and burn them. You set them on fire and burn them, and you know why you set them on fire and burn them? So that you can recover the spikes out of them to build more.
Yeah.
And so we've went from, and really just a short period of time in less than 100 years, we've went from, you know, paddle wheels and burning barges to get the spikes out of them to the engines are operated by computers. We have navigation systems that show us where we're at any time and how fast we're going. And it's just amazing where this has went.
Do you think those changes have changed the culture on board? The culture
It has. It's changed it. In many ways it's better.
Right. Safer.
It's much safer. Much safer, and there is a huge focus now to, and this was something that there wasn't many years ago. There wasn't, you know, it was do the job, get it done, and guys did get hurt. Guys got hurt. More guys would have gotten hurt had we had the young in the workforce and inexperienced then as we do now. And working under that same get the job done focus only, oh God, the injuries would have been tremendous. The only thing that, you know, kept the injuries to a minimum was there was so much experience, you know. And if we had that kind of experience now throughout the boat, the deck and everything, to go along with the focus on safety, why? Injuries would be non-existent. I mean, it really would. You're going to have something, just an oddity, but if you combine all that experience at one time with the focus that there is on safety in the industry now, it would just be non-existent. So it's definitely better.